Don't cry.
There it is.
Don't cry. Because we're in Astoria.
Yes, this was a lovely song that was sang to us at the park by a couple of chitlins.
Oh, yeah. They were, I don't know what they were doing, but.
What's up, dorks?
I knew you were going to do that. Okay. Hello, everyone. We have quite a list.
We have quite the list.
Yeah. If we don't get this all done, I'm sorry. It's going to be a longer one.
Might have to rip this one into two parts.
Yeah. So let's just get into it.
A lot happened.
We're starting with our highs and our lows of the week, because if anyone knows me, they know I love a rosebud thorn.
I love a thorn, deep thorn, rosebud.
Right.
Thing.
I don't know. There's like other one, like rock, stone, gem. There's different iterations, but anyways, highs and low. Do you want me to go first?
Or yeah.
Do
you wanna... No, you go ahead.
Okay. Are you thinking?
Yep.
Okay. I told him to think about this before. But... Okay, my low. Not to start off on a low note.
Yeah. Jeez.
But. It has to be the blisters that are all over my feet because of my awful job interview that happened. I had to run 8 freaking blocks in like kitten flats.
What are kitten flats for those who don't know what kitten flats are? Like you're my me.
It's like a kitten heel, like a tiny heel, but it's not. It's just flat, but they're like not comfy. It was like a very not walkable shoe. I thought I was just walking around the corner, but I was walking 8 blocks.
Yeah.
Running. Because I got to my interview at 2:55 and it was supposed to be at 3. And they were like, it's in a different location. And I was like, oh. So then I ran 8 blocks just to be interviewed amongst screaming kids.
Hmm.
By people who have never been interviewing people before.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Just didn't sound like it was the one.
No. But that's okay. I wrote down my highs that I... Oh. Sorry, I'm fidgeting with my earbuds. And I shouldn't. I wrote down my high as a couple things. And I wrote to preface that the parent weekend doesn't count because I feel like that was like last week in my brain and we'll get into it, but like I don't know, I was like reflecting. Whatever. I wrote my high was meeting Nana and Grandpa for real because they are just so cute. They're so cute with each other.
Yeah, it is quite interesting. How would you say chemistry, if you will? I don't know how to phrase that.
Well, like I told you, he's like her positive to her negative.
Yeah.
And they just remind me, she reminds me so much of the little moles from Zootopia. Like the ones that like act out the Godfather.
I'm not sure if I've seen Zootopia enough to know what you're talking
about.
Okay,
I'll have to show you and you'll know. But okay. Even though she's like, Wada Tawa.
Yeah, I don't think I know that, unfortunately. I'm so sorry.
Well, they're the ones that have like the New York accent and they like my daughter's marriage.
Okay, we know, good sound bites.
We know we can't do an accent. Whatever.
I liked it.
Let's move on. I love Nana and Grandpa and they're just adorable. Like leaving their house, they're walking back inside holding hands. Like if that's not love, what is?
If that's not love, what is? Holding hands. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Okay, what's your high and low?
My low was the phone calls I had to make to deal with getting a refill on my medication. That is just like, long story short, I went to CVS. No. I called Kaiser. I was like... I'm in New York now, not Washington State. So how do I get refills in my medicine? Can you just ship them over? And then they're like, no, but you can go to any place that has medicine and just tell them to call us and then we'll get you covered. I was like, that's pretty easy. So I went into CVS in person and I walked up and then I was like, hey, I talked to Kaiser and they said, I just got to get up to you. here's the number. They gave me like the fax number or whatever. You guys just need to give them a call and then I could have my medicine shipped here. And they're like, oh no, we don't call them. They call us. We got to get a prescription in our system or whatever. And so I was like, I guess that makes sense. I guess Kaiser was wrong.
Okay.
Which has happened before. So I left and then I called Kaiser and they're like, oh no, that guy was wrong at CVS. They need to call us for you to fill a prescription. We're not going to call them. So then I was just like, okay, so now this is just a back and forth situation that I'm literally just a middleman. And then I called CVS and I was like, listen to me. Mm-hmm. I've talked to Kaiser twice. I need you guys to call them because that's what needs to happen for me to get the medication. And they're like, yeah, no, we don't do that.
Yeah, did that ever even get resolved? Like, did we figure
out? Not really, to be completely honest. Because I just kept calling back and forth and back and forth. And I mean, I seriously did it two more times each to each person. I got to the point where I said, I was talking to someone with Kaiser and I was just like, you have to fax them. I trust you, Kaiser, more than I trust CVS. So you guys have to do this. Like, please, someone do something because I need the medication.
He's just on the couch on the phone like, I understand. But I already did that, yeah, and they said they couldn't. Just getting
sent back and forth and back and forth. Anyways, we left it with, like, they might have faxed the information over to CVS. I don't know. I kind of gave up on the whole thing. So that was very frustrating.
Okay, what's your high?
Yeah, my high was,
We did a lot this week.
We did a whole lot. I don't know, dude. Our Book of Mormon day was pretty fun.
That was fun.
Boozy we went Broadway. Out, yeah, we pretty much just got hammered and watched Book of Mormon.
Okay, on accident, though.
By a complete accident. We went out to a happy hour in Midtown, like kind of close to Times Square, while we were waiting for Book of Mormon to start.
Oh, yawn. Yawn break. Okay.
Ooh, that was nice, yawn. Wow. This is comfy. And it was a fine happy hour. I mean, it was like $7 for a cocktail and then $9 for some chicken. It was like fine. And it was a cool place. I mean, it wasn't like anything to write home about in my personal opinion. I'm sure we'll talk more about it.
But yeah.
Anyways, then I saw buy one, get one free right next to the Book of Mormon Eugene Theater.
And oh, so we're come like, on let's now, just
go.
Drop.
Yeah, yes. Right. Let's just go in and get a buy one, get one really quick. Just grab like a wine, glass of wine or something. I don't know. And we did that, but I didn't realize that buy one, get one only applied to each person individually. And they didn't even say that to us. So when we went, we were like, well, let's have two glasses of wine, the buy one, get one deal. And he was like, okay, cool. We each had wine, but he wasn't ringing us up. And I was kind of confused by that.
Oh, that's why it didn't work? Because yeah. He thought we both wanted buy one, get one?
Right, exactly. Oh. So that's why we accidentally got sloshed, is because...
Oh, I was so confused. Okay, yeah. Continue.
Yeah, so anyways, instead of us just each having one glass of wine, we each had two glasses of wine. So instead of two, we got four. It was very full. There's a very full glass of wine.
The heaviest pours you've ever seen.
And we had to like kind of kill it pretty quick because it was like 10, 15 minutes before.
No, he poured that second glass and it was like 7 minutes before we were supposed to go inside. And I was like, okay, well.
So anyways, it was very funny, fun experience just walking around. And I thought that was a good high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great high. Yeah. Okay. Love that. Wow. We're so cool. Okay, updates from last time. Last time we said there was going to be updates about a parent lunch and like our apartment finishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's true. All the parents except Juan. Shout out Juan.
Damn it.
I know. Miss him. Came, saw the apartment. Nana and Grandpa saw it. And then they had a parent meet and greet lunch. And it was interesting. We went to Bonnie. I'll like talk about it in our sips and snacks later, but it's like this place bar. They had a great brunch menu. And we sat down and it was a little like strange, but it was fine. And once they all had like a little bit of alcohol, they just started opening right up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know what to like, if I was in their shoes, I don't really know how to go at meeting the other family. Like, that's, it's, I mean, it gets kind of weird.
Right.
When you think about it from their point of view. So
no, it's,
like,
it's true.
It's literally like a date. It really was. It felt like a blind date. Because they've each heard about each other probably multiple times.
Right.
Many different stories. And
now they're like meeting.
And they're like, okay, what are we supposed to do now? Like, okay, cool, we met. But right. Like, why?
Right. No, yeah. But it was good. I'm glad they did. And they can like
yeah.
put names to faces. Yeah. And
no, absolutely.
And
absolutely. It was good.
And it wasn't bad by any means. Like, no one was. It was just like, we had to get our footing. But then we walked to Astoria Park,
mm-hmm.
and that was much better. Like,
very
the moms were
area.
Talking, yeah. we were talking. I hurt my, that was another low. I had hurt my neck this
week. God, that was this week?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I couldn't, like,
we had
turn
so
it
much
to the
more.
Left. But that's fine, because it just reinstated the fact that I'm always right, because I could only look to the right.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, we like walked around. Tim told me a great anecdote about his neck.
In Japan?
Yeah, no, after, but.
Oh.
Yeah, that was great. And then your parents went back to Long Island, and mm-hmm. my mom and I got some dishware. We went to Fish Eddie's, which is like, it's like really trendy right now. A bunch of people sent me TikToks about it, so shout out to them. But we like stumbled upon it.
Mm-hmm.
And because we needed some more plates. And it was lit. And they're hiring right now. I just applied.
To the place you just were at in Midtown?
Yeah.
Wow.
To work.
Wow.
With dishes.
That'd be interestingly fun.
Best dishes.
All right. Get us some cool dishes then.
I mean, yeah.
That'd be cool.
I want those polka dot ones bad. I do.
Bad.
We found $3 plates at Crate and Barrel, so I felt bougie. And then we stumbled upon like a Union Square Green Market, and we got some great like mint tea and things and plants. We have plants in the house now. And on that note, we finally like finished
the
apartment.
Yeah.
Like
it's longer done.
Like bringing things in and setting them up.
Right. Which feels kind of weird, to be honest. I feel like I'm still looking.
Yeah.
But I don't need to do that anymore.
Now I just have to like clean things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks good though.
Is it on the
Insta?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Because I like took a tour, but I think it would be funnier if we like talked through the tour instead of just like.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is our bathroom.
Sure. And
unless
I'm pretty sure I was like
that.
Kind of in the nude while you were taking that video.
Yeah, you were in the shower, so it's like, weird. Anyways, Yeah. Okay. We're on to sports, Lee.
Whoa.
What is your sport update?
Sport update is we had a thrilling tie with Pete Carroll and the Raiders, the Vegas Raiders, tying 23-23 with a last minute field goal block by the Seattle Seahawks. I believe Evan was there, actually. I haven't really talked to him about that.
Why didn't we watch this?
I think we were busy doing something.
Oh.
For so
great.
Preseason, it's fine. It's cool. I mean, it's good to know for fantasy football here and there.
I hate it. Don't want to watch it.
No. It's fine. I get more excited once the season actually starts.
Right. You have stakes in the game.
I'll probably watch the Chargers today just because I feel like they might be you heard it here, folks. They might be a sneaky AFC West winner, in
wow.
my opinion.
Becky, get excited.
Yeah, they might actually do something, in my opinion. They're pretty good. Although, the Broncos are good. Kansas is good. That whole division is crazy. Anyways, there's my sports update of the day.
Perfect.
And Nightingale's varsity girls high school will also be coming into the sporting schedule every week.
Yes, Leonard officially is hired as a varsity high school girls soccer team assistant coach.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah. You nailed it.
Come on now.
Very excited stuff. Interested to see how an all-girls school will be. I have no idea how the girls will react or how any of that's going to happen. But what I've heard so far about the team is that they're talented. They're going for a chip this year, which they haven't gotten.
Chip.
A championship.
I know. I just don't understand why we say chip.
Because it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. We're doing like a 4-day retreat in a couple weeks, which I'm excited about, where we can
You're leaving?
Yeah.
Oh. When? This is, doesn't matter. We can...
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
I don't know that, but fun. Like camping or like...
Yeah, we're going to a lake. A lake camp, like a...
Okay,
like
bonding.
It's just a big chemistry bonding thing between the whole team. Really excited about it. I'm going to be probably focusing on goalkeeper and getting some stuff like that done. But anyways, go Nighthawks. Nightingale, yeah. Nighthawks, so...
Got CPR training tomorrow.
CPR training tomorrow. I got to save them folks.
Yeah, and then you can save us if we need to.
That's right.
Perfect.
Anyways, woohoo. And go Hawks, as always.
And, oh, I guess. Yeah, Nighthawks and Seahawks. You can just say go Hawks. Hawks.
It works out both.
Wow. Kismet. Okay. My
Kismet.
Kismet. My internship updates are that I'm finally onboarded, so all my freaking paperwork is done.
Yeah, that's a relief.
I got the email that I'm officially an intern / rotator, whatever.
At Mount Sinai.
Yeah, whatever that means. Mm. But it only took 2 shots, $100, and 2 trips to the public library.
Yeah.
Anyways, so glad I did some of the things I needed to, like, for UOP, because I don't know where I was going to do, like... a drug test and things, but
yeah,
whatever, it's over now.
Whew.
It's a next year problem,
right?
And I forgot to mention that I like made a friend ?
Oh, the London lady.
When I was out with my mom, we stopped at like a Doc Martin store because I want to get these shoes, whatever, it's like doesn't matter that part. But the girl helping me, she was like really cool and really nice and was my age. And I was like, crazy question, but you have an accent. Like, where are you from? Like, when'd you move here? She's from London. She moved here. She moved to the Bronx like a month ago. So just a couple weeks before me. And she's like into fashion.
What's
marketing.
Her name again?
I know it. I just feel like, I don't know. I feel
oh,
weird.
Oh, you don't
like,
want to say it out? On yeah. The, okay, all right. Don't say it then.
I feel weird like outing people that
don't
know.
Yeah, all right.
Don't
do it. Don't do it. Yeah, you're right.
Like, we don't have consent, you know? Like, what if what if she's private?
That's right. Absolutely. Great decision.
Yeah,
I just wanted to hear a cool name.
Yeah, it is cool.
Oh, okay.
It is cool. But
just know, the viewers now know that it's a cool name. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Okay. It's like equal to Hasina, and that's how I knew she was cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Laugh it up, but it's true. Anyways, got her Insta and we might hang out. I'm just scared to like, because I also don't do anything, so I don't know where to go out.
That's okay,
but maybe it'll happen.
Yeah,
whatevs. I hope it will. So then maybe like New York Fashion Week starts and she has a cool job and then she invites me somewhere. That would be sweet.
Yeah,
not to like already mooch off her little but whatevs. Okay, we're on to snacks and sips, and boy did we have a lot this
Jeez,
week.
I feel fat this week.
We have not stopped eating since Saturday.
I do feel a little chunky.
Saturday was, we just ate.
Oh yeah. Oh my lord.
Oh god. Okay, so we started with Bonnie and the parents.
Oh,
and
that was
great.
Delicious.
We had French toast.
Oh my god, it was strawberry French toast, and it was sticks. It was like thick sticks,
literally
about the size
labeled.
Of our microphones, and there was 4 of them. I wish there was more. And then I dipped it in this like cream syrup. In this cream syrup, and the strawberries just
No. But it was good. I had like the best chicken sandwich I've had in a while.
Oh my god, that biscuit was amazing.
Yeah, it was like flaky and a little spicy and pickles.
Very good.
Oh my god.
A little expensive. I think that was $17, I recall being.
Yeah, but you know what?
Sometimes you spend.
I was happy.
Yeah.
And thank you, parents, because we didn't pay.
That's true.
Perfect. Then we went to the Queen's Night Market, which is like this
thing. That was this week?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
We've lived 17 million lives.
Oh, my gosh.
But we went there with my mom after Tim and Terry left, and like a little bit after. And it's like this place further in Long, no, in Queens.
In Queens, yeah. It's like I'm you take the 7 Flushing. That's all right. So it's like by LaGuardia Airport.
Right.
So if anyone wants to look up where LaGuardia Airport is, it's close to that.
Kind of, but also like not. It's like further.
No, it's close to LaGuardia Airport. Like it's that direction and it's probably like a 5-minute bus ride from there.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. It's literally any sort of food you could imagine. Most international, non-American.
Yeah.
There's like a couple, but like mostly I didn't see any American
food there. But what is American food even?
Like burgers and things. I saw a few.
Yeah, but is burger an actual American food? Like a hamburger is from like Hamburg, right? Germany.
Yeah, but I mean like fries. In the American style. Like there was a couple like.
I know. It's a whole other side. That's another side topic we should talk about at some point. Is American food, is there an American food?
Okay, we can discuss. Yeah. But it's a bunch of booze. Everything from like Brazilian to all Asian cultures to all.
I mean,
Pakistani,
literally,
like anything you could want to eat would be
Middle
there.
Middle East, yeah, everything. It was crazy.
And the desserts were really good, too. It's all under $6.
Yeah.
And so we went to a bunch of booths.
Yeah.
Like, Leonard Mom got this, like, spinach.
It was a spinach Mediterranean wrap.
Spinach? Oh, my God.
Spinach Mediterranean wrap. But the thing was, I mean, you're paying $5, so it's not like it's going to be bougie or anything. But it says it is chicken, cheese, and spinach, simple ingredients in a wrap. Mm-hmm. And then they gave it to us, and then it was pretty much just a pile of spinach. There was like a flake of Parmesan. Like I literally mean a flake. And then there was like one little bitty shred of chicken in a pile of spinach. I mean, $5, sure, I get it. But it literally was just spinach.
Yeah, so they were still hungry, even though they were being Popeye. And so we got these like really yummy bao bun things.
They're bao tacos. Bun,
but then inside was like chicken and with like a peanut, nice yummy sauce some like greenery.
It honestly felt like you could have spent like $20 on one of those because it was bougie, it felt like.
Right. No, it was like the best thing I've ever had.
That is really good.
Ever.
Yeah.
I want to know how to make them. And Trader Joe's sells like knockoff things in the frozen section, which we didn't buy, but I'm going to at some point.
Once we get EBT. Fingers crossed.
No, or just like next week when I go. But
okay, that's fine.
Okay, so we did that and then we were stuffed full. We also went to Figo, which is this like gelato place.
Right. Too good to go.
Yeah.
You applied to Figo.
Yeah, to work there. And I've followed up and they've told me nothing. Okay. So.
No, I did a too good to go purchase because that gelato is like crazy expensive. And when I saw that, too good to go, for those who may or may not know, is like an app in New York that bakeries or places that their food just gets wasted, they'll post it on this app and say, like, massive discount, come grab this food. Like at closing, and we'll give it to you for like really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of spending $18 on two little quarts, well, not quarts, half quarts. I don't know what a half of a quart is. Maybe it was a quart.
How much is a pint?
Oh, maybe it was a pint. I don't know. No.
Whatever.
Anyways.
It's like a tiny bowl.
Yeah. Tiny,
like a takeout soup container full of gelato.
There you go. And we got two of them for $7 instead of 18.
So. Yeah, and spumoni and vanilla, and it was good.
Real pistachio, like I actually got pistachio in there, and real strawberry, real chocolate.
Yeah, it's all like real things, which is why it's so expensive.
Really good. Yeah, and the vanilla was phenomenal too. Still have a little bit left.
Ate that up.
Yeah.
I want to shout out all the street pizza I've been eating. I feel like everyone's like, oh, go here. They have the best street pizza. But I think any street pizza you walk into is going to satisfy.
Honest to God, if I see a cheap pizza, I think it's probably just going to be just as good. Although we haven't tried Jack's Pizza here yet, and I heard that that was really good.
Yeah, or like Joe's or somewhere else. It's like, but they always have a line like down the block, and I'm not about to do that. We want to give a big shout out to Terry Cox, as well as Michelle. I don't know, Michelle, if you took Metzler, but I don't think you did. And your last name also starts with an M, but they both gave us some money to go do some things in the city. And we just want to say we appreciate you guys so much. And if anyone else wants to send us some dough, you know, some extra pocket change, quarters maybe, so we can do our laundry, we would greatly appreciate it. Just Venmo me at Casino T and put a description on what you want to see us do, just like Michelle did. She said smoothies or drinks on us, and we're gonna go do it. So thank you to Terry and Michelle.
Let me paint a picture for the listeners out there. Hasina's got journals on journals on journals. She's doing a lot of work for you guys.
Not really. I'm just writing things down.
Yeah, but not normal people write all the stuff down that you write down per day. Like, you journal. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, thanks, Lee.
Yeah.
Thanks, Solo. Thanks, Lee. We're in NYC.
Thanks,
outro.
No, kidding. We're not done.
No.
Okay, but then we have to talk about how we went to Long Island. Mm. Long Island.
Long period. Island. Lindenhurst.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Which is where Terry grew up.
Right.
Leonard's mom.
Right.
And we stayed with Nana and Grandpa, ergo Terry's dad and stepmom.
Right.
And yeah, if that wasn't obvious to whoever's listening. But we ate a lot over there too, because Nana was just filling us up.
Yeah, it was crazy. And she actually usually does more than that. But
I'm
it was
sure,
hot, so
she wasn't cooking.
Yeah. But a lot of,
oh my gosh.
It's kind of funny, her way of like life. I don't know. Like, she puts all out the food, whether you're kind of hungry or not. And then it's just like, go eat it now or I'll be insulted. I feel like.
Well, she does. She like puts out stuff for a meal, and then it's like, okay, well, I'm going to eat. So everyone come in here, and then you sit down. You weren't hungry, but then all this yummy food's out. And you're like, okay.
And
like,
then you just fill up.
And then I'm just full.
Not to mention there's leftovers on leftovers from all over the place.
Yeah. So they picked us up from the train station. We like took a couple trains. It was fun. Not that long, under an hour and a half. And we got Italian ice, which was so yum.
So good. Italian
that was
ice.
So yum.
You slurp it.
This isn't an ASMR podcast.
Yes.
We got New Wave Seafood, which is this like new place Nana and Grandpa like.
Yeah.
There's like a fish counter
it's a
and
market.
Then a restaurant.
I mean, it's like a fish market, and then there's a restaurant attached to it, which is kind of interesting.
The best quesadilla I've had in
shrimp
a while.
Quesadilla. Yeah.
It had like breaded shrimp inside it and enough cheese to really
do it.
Was it. Like,
really good.
And
really,
it came with
really
like
good.
A pickle and fries, and we had chowder. And
oh God, the chowder was delicious too.
We had
New
crab
England
cakes.
White cheddar, yeah. Crab cakes were good too.
Oh,
I don't think I'll ever do crab cakes again though. Not because of this place. It's just once you eat like 3 or 4 bites of it, it's just like, all right.
That's why I didn't want any.
That's crab cakes. Now what? You know.
Now what?
It was an appetizer though, so I didn't spend that much money. Well, we didn't spend any money on it, but.
Right, because oh my God, these people keep feeding us, but we're not mad because our fridge looks atrocious. But and then they also had Mama's leftovers, which if the Cox boys are listening,
Mama's.
they know what that is. I didn't, but now I do.
Yeah,
and
it's
we
just
still
damn
have,
good pasta.
We still have garlic knots. So I'm gonna eat those.
Damn
up.
Good garlic knots.
Oh, it was so good. And then. Just in general, I wrote down Nana's house under food. Because she always has something. Like, you need tea, you need
You also have tea with dessert at that house. You always have tea with dessert.
Yeah, it's like
house.
A ritual.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Yoo-hoos, Snapple, Gatorades, donuts, sugar, deli meat, deli sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Pie, Carvel.
Oh my God, I forgot to mention. How did I not write that down?
You didn't write Carvel down. Oh my God, dude. Hold on. Let me talk about Carvel for a second. So Carvel, a very well-known, actually one of the top 5 most like I don't know, famous ice cream joints in the country.
I've never had it, but I'm not from the East, so.
Anyways, it's an exciting thing for our family. Like, my mom especially loves her Carvel. And we walked in and we had a buy one, get one Sunday special.
Yeah, Wednesdays, you buy one, get one free Sunday.
And so in my head, also, it had kind of been a long day-ish. I don't recall what we were doing. I think we were at the driving range or something.
Yeah, we did a lot of fun things with Nanger. We walked the beach, we walked some docks, we played shuffleboard. That morning we had caught in a couple of baskets of balls at the driving range.
Yeah.
And done some games and hit.
We really did a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. And then we got Carvel's on the way home to eat lunch.
That's right. Anyways, I walk into Carvel, and in my head, I'm thinking, McDonald's sundaes is just do you want caramel sauce or do you want hot fudge chocolate? But it's vanilla. It's always vanilla. It's not chocolate ice cream. So I walked right in, and I was I want the BOGO sundae deal. And she's okay, what do you want? I was I'll just take the chocolate. And then she just immediately, before I could flinch, starts filling up a cup of chocolate ice cream. And then I was flustered because I didn't want to tell her. I was
soft serve.
Yeah, sorry, soft serve. I wanted vanilla, not chocolate, so strike one. And I was flustered. So she's also, it was kind of hard to understand her. She had a pretty thick accent.
It's true.
It's a very thick accent. And then she said, I think she said, what do you want on top or something? And I was I don't know, just chocolate. Because I just wanted hot fudge on there, but I didn't know that there was other options other than hot fudge.
Oh my God.
So it's I just want hot fudge.
He gets his cup
and
he looks down at it and he doesn't even take a bite. And normally Leonard digs right in, there's no hesitation. But he said chocolate twice and then was immediately sad. And then she's okay, next. I'm hi, can I have a vanilla chocolate swirl, please? With caramel and sprinkles. And mine comes out glorious. God. And so yummy. And Leonard's looking at me oh my God.
I honestly just wanted to throw it away. I was so upset.
He wasn't even eating his.
I ordered the opposite
of what you wanted.
I literally mean I would have gotten caramel and vanilla. Instead of chocolate on chocolate. I didn't even get hot fudge on there.
No.
It was just chocolate syrup on chocolate ice soft serve.
Yeah, mine was so good. It was hot caramel and melted the ice cream. Anyways, it was so good. The plan was to just take a bite and then go back to the house and have lunch. But I finished my whole entire thing kind of before we even got in the car.
Right.
Yeah. So there's that.
That's how we got fat. I didn't even eat mine. I just left it in the freezer. I was so disappointed.
Well, Grandpa ate his for lunch, too.
Yeah.
He probably
would have eaten mine, too. Anyways, it was a very sad day for me. Maybe that was my low. I felt like I'd gotten, mentally, molested or something. She, did some wizard powers on me, and I ordered the opposite of what I wanted. Ugh, I'll never let that go. Anyways, sorry.
Learning experience.
Throwing that in there.
No, that was a great trip to Nana Grandpa. It was so fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. The train ride there and back was so easy.
Yeah, so simple. I mean, we came back with more stuff than we went there.
We definitely did. Yeah, we got catfish. We got mussels, right?
Yeah, maybe I'll post the haul.
The haul.
Of what...
Yeah, you should post the haul of what Nana brought us.
Sometimes I feel embarrassed because anyone can follow us, but...
No,
it's fine.
I think people want to see it. I think it's fun. There's some good stuff on there already.
It's true. Okay, the last thing I wrote down was our drinks, but we kind of already mentioned we went to Havana Central.
Right.
And
that was in Midtown for the Book of Mormon one.
Yeah. I liked it, though. It was very, very Cuba, very
Cuba
paintings and low light. And
what does she do in Wally? Wally. Is that it?
Wally.
Whoa, do it again.
No.
Do it again.
I don't think I can.
Do it.
No, I need
I need to listen. Just hold on. Do it really close to Mike. Do it.
Wally.
That's so cool. Nice. Shout out to a great film.
And dorks. Mike, dorks. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and I just have to mention that at the second place where we were drunk. We got drunk. Boozy Broadway happened.
Yeah.
Hector was our bartender.
Oh, God.
And he was just a hoot. We took a selfie with him. It'll be on this week's recap.
Yeah.
He was just so fun. He's like from the DR. And he...
Dominican Republic.
Literally. And he is talking about his sisters, his brother, his work, his car, his Tesla, about God, about life. It was just... we're just talking. And I also went to the bathroom in there. And I don't think I showed you the video I took of the bathroom.
Oh, no, no, you didn't.
It looked like you were in like a Tuscan village in the bathroom.
Really?
It had like a fountain and everything.
Yeah, post that on the store, on the thing too then, because I want to see that.
It's like, it made me crazy. I walked in and I was like, what? But it was like also a bathroom, so it's like a little gross.
Oh, really?
But like not in a dirty way, just like, why is there a toilet close to the ground in blue? Like,
interesting.
The amount of blue toilets we saw this week.
There was some incredible. Blue toilets. Yeah, we did see a couple of blue toilets.
I think we need to paint ours.
Yeah.
But yeah, love that happy hour. I don't think, did we eat anywhere yesterday? No. No, we ate in.
Yeah, we're trying to save money. Yeah.
Yeah, we even made dinner. Like, wow. Yeah.
Made a great orange chicken and rice dinner, though. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. And, ooh, we started Game of Thrones this week.
Oh, it's true.
Oh, my gosh.
I've cried every episode, and it's low-key a struggle to get through them, but... I'm enjoying it.
I mean, if you're enjoying it, then you're enjoying it. Just cry it out. I don't care.
Yeah. No,
this is my fourth time watching it now.
It was a rough one, though. I was just crying, and Leonard was like, what now?
She like, would look over, like, we would get close to like a middle part of the episode or the end, or I don't know. And I would just kind of look over to see her reaction. And then she's just got like tears dripping down her face.
It's sad. Like, he leaves his family. We're literally on episode 4. Nothing has really happened.
Not really. Like, I'm a little nervous. There's not for even your like mental a death. Health, yeah. To be completely honest, in the future, but we'll get there.
Oh, God. Okay. So, next we have some. Let me swallow the excess spit in my mouth.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. I wrote down culture shock because a lot of our fans have said that they want to hear more about, like, what it's like for West Coasters to come on over here.
Oh.
And so if you have any...
I do. I have a few.
Okay, go.
I have a few, especially after talking to Danny. I think it came to light the fact that you just kind of have to deal with, excuse my French, literal shit on the floor. And like garbage. And it's like true. Piss. And not let that get to you. Like, that's like something that people who are in New York... just let go. But like every walk you take, no matter where you are, at some point you will see shit and smell pee.
And or step on it.
I have no. I mean, you gotta, yeah. Anyways.
Sometimes it's like in the floor though, like in the cement, like it's on it. On.
That's definitely there. I also think that people in New York are very steady ahead, like straight ahead, don't look off any other path situation. So if you're asking for help or, you know,
no, but like
doing something.
Another podcast I love said, like, they're not the first to offer, but they're the first to help. Like, if you need help, someone will. But like no one's asking,
right?
Or like offering,
right?
I've stopped like saying like, oh, sorry, or like, excuse me.
Yeah, you don't do that anymore. Like, just keep going. Yeah.
Which I knew would happen.
Yeah.
And it's something I like, because like, I like to just go somewhere
be on your
and
own.
Go.
Yeah,
just and not have to worry about everyone else. But
you
on top of that,
yeah.
sometimes the bluntness and brutal truth of New Yorkers.
Like the true New Yorkers.
Can get to me.
It is a little interesting.
I have to like remember that they're actually not being mean. They're just being themselves.
Right.
Like the CVS lady, love her now. We're the third time. Okay. So for my onboarding, I had to go into CVS Minute Clinic. I mean, I don't know who's funding that. Probably taxes, but I'm happy for it because it really helped me out. But they're like under Mount Sinai. You can go to CVS and you can get anything from like a TB test to like shots to like a physical. Well, and
Mount
I needed
Mount Sinai funding it then.
Yeah, but who funds that?
Mount Sinai?
Yeah.
I have no idea how
insurance,
that works.
Insurance, right?
Oh, geez. We're so far out of our depths on that one.
Yeah, we know nothing.
Yeah.
And we have no money.
It is embarrassing. A little bit.
We'll get on that. Our next, we can add whatever. Moving on. This CVS lady, I don't even know how to categorize it. When I first walked in, she was like, no, like two words to me. And I never told Leonard this, but I went to the pharmacy first and was like, hi, where's the Minute Clinic? And they were like, where it says Minute Clinic. And I looked to my left and like in huge red letters, it says Minute Clinic. Minute and I was like, oh, thanks. And I was like, do I just check in? Or? And they were like, yeah, check in and then like knock or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, not helpful. But I checked in and then I like knocked really lightly. And then we just waited and no one answered the door.
Right.
And then like 10 minutes later, Leonard was like, do you want me to knock for real? And I was like, oh, yeah, actually, okay.
Like her knock was just like this soft little delicate knock on a very heavy door. No one's hearing that.
Yeah, but get this. So I go in and I like give her my like all my insurance cards, whatever, ID. And then she's like doing the work and I was getting ready for my TB test. And once I like broke down her like New York hard shell, because I was like, oh yeah, I'm just like onboarding, like whatever, like did my whole
spiel
thing.
Yeah.
Showed her I was like safe and nice. And she was like, yeah, did you knock earlier? And I was like, oh, sorry. Like, yeah, it was first time here and the pharmacy told me to knock. Like, sorry if I disturbed you. Because she had someone in there before me. And she was like, yeah, did you knock once or twice? And I was like, oh, I only knocked once. And she was like, yeah, your knock was polite and nice.
No way. Did she really say that?
Yeah, someone else knocked really hard. It must have been a man. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, gee whiz.
Oh. And I was like, thank God I didn't knock twice. Because I didn't. I knocked once.
It's true. You're telling the truth.
But yeah, by the second time I went in, she was like, She always asks me a question, and New Yorkers also talk really fast. And I think I talk fast too, but when I don't catch it, I'm like, huh? Mm-hmm. And so I had to say, huh, like three times. And she was like, paperwork. Did they give you any paperwork? Oh, wow.
Start talking to you like that.
And I was like, oh, no, just whatever you have is fine. Blah, blah. But the third time I came in, I had like everything printed out. I was like, I've already paid, like, I need this, this, and that, and she was, like, much better. So I was like, so-and-so, like, I hope we don't run into each other again, because my onboarding's done, but I've loved these visits, and she, like, giggled, and then
nice.
We left, but...
Now I have to go.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Nice.
And I also wrote down for, like, culture shock, how different even just, like, the N train versus, like, the 6 or the 5
mm. The numbers like versus the letter ones are pretty different.
The city ones yeah. feel.
Oh, yeah. Like, the 4 we took was, like, just the people. When she's saying the train, it's not that big of a difference. But, like, I mean, the seats are different, technically. But the people on the subway that we pass by on the 4 versus the N.
Yeah, or even, like, the stations. And like, yeah. You're all underground it once was, you get in the city. Yeah. It's, like...
It is totally a different vibe. Like, yeah. You could tell that you're on the 4 versus the N. By just right. walking onto a platform.
Which maybe we'll, like, get used to, but...
I'm sure we'll get used to it, but there's a difference, which is interesting. I just,
like, categorized it as when you're going from, like, Queens back to the city, the connectors go really fast through the underwater tunnel.
Mm-hmm. And then going to Lexington.
Yeah, and then when they get to either side, they, like, immediately slow down. And I feel like every time we come back to, like... Queensboro over here on Queens we like come back and it's slow and then there's like trees and outside and it's always like
yeah it is relieving
suburbia.
I'm actually quite happy that we're not living like in like Little Italy or something, even though it's such a cool place.
Yeah,
the more I think about it, you didn't want to live there. Like that's it's too much. It's like it's too much.
Or maybe it's just enough.
You think?
I think we'd be broke already though.
I agree. I'm not saying too much financially, as although that is, but I'm just saying I like the relief of getting onto the N and getting to the suburb, quote unquote, if you really think this is a suburb, but
it's not.
It's but not, but it's but it far is. Enough away where I feel relaxed.
Okay. Our last segment that I've decided upon.
Yes.
Is Artsy Fartsy and, well, this week it's Boozy Broadway, but Broadway.
Okay.
Because we're seeing a lot of things.
We are.
And not talking about them. It's true. So, like, I've seen Chicago with my mom, which was great.
Yep.
The whole orchestra is on stage, and it's, like, a really long-running show. So, I feel like a lot of musicians are, like, older, and even some of, like, the actor, performer people. I don't know what they want to be called.
Actors?
Yeah. But they, like, I don't know. Is that, like, just for acting and not, like, singing? Like,
nah, I think... Oh, like, not the act... Oh, it doesn't matter.
I don't know, but I don't, they were just, they were amazing. I mean, Chicago was amazing and it was great. And Cell Block Tango is one of the best. And
what's that one?
The He Had It Coming that I keep singing. Exactly. Yeah,
okay.
That one.
Okay.
And then we saw Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Which was
very funny.
Funny, but also like, woo.
Yeah, it was. It was a little woof.
Oh boy.
I could see why some folks would be offended.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I also can see that some people just enjoy stuff like that. And I actually am one of those folks. I thought it was very funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was very funny.
I thought it was funny, but I also think that...
Yeah, it's like you have Mormon friends, so it's like...
Well, yeah, and I was thinking, like, as someone who grew up with friends that are so near and dear... In that religion,
right.
It's like some people will only ever know LDS as like that performance. You know what I mean? Like
I get
some of them
that.
Will never, or like as like documentaries and like things. And while I might not be privy to like religion or like doing that, or like I might not want to go on a mission, and then that's me. But like. I think there's also a lot of like love and things.
Yeah.
That I've seen and grown up with.
Sure,
like
sure.
She's my best friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
And she loved it and I love her, so.
That's fine.
It is.
I thought it was very funny.
I just feel glad to have like had experience with like other parts.
Sure.
And seeing more sides of it than just like.
Sure. Just to play
something that's like meant to make fun of it, right?
But
anyways, we also went to,
for the record, we won lottery tickets for Book of Mormon.
Oh yeah.
I've been locking in on
lucky duck.
Yeah, it's not like we win it for free, but we win it at a discounted price,
right?
So we were sitting in orchestra middle pretty much, which was like,
yeah,
almost a $200 seat, if not more.
Yeah, we looked up our seats on like the ticket site, and it was like $135 a ticket.
That was, I mean, really good spot, and we only paid $46 per ticket.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really great spot.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you post that too? We got a little video of the Book of Mormon, so people could see that.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
And then we also this week, if you can remember, went to the Bryant Park movie night.
Oh my gosh. Blades of Glory.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
That it was so funny. But Bryant Park,
beautiful.
Yeah, it's like a park in the city. And we just trained over with some goodies and a blanket. And
another culture shock there was
like,
your space is no longer yours once you step foot in public areas like that. Like, we had a pretty sizable little camping spot that we put out for ourselves. We showed up an hour or two early. And
as it got closer to the movie, like more people came, and then every inch of grass that was not taken by a blanket, someone sat down. So then we had these people behind us, like put down their blanket, and there was not enough room.
They put
their blanket
on our blanket
and on like four other people's blankets, and like just
some people had to move because they literally just sat next to some, like literally just put their stuff on other people's stuff.
Right, they just like sat down,
which was a little rude in my opinion, but. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, but then we also went to Nomad Jazz Fest yesterday.
Right.
And it's like the first free jazz fest in Madison Square Park. And they had like...
It's awesome.
We were at the main stage, but they also had other stages like with like different trios and solos and things. And when we sat down, when we were looking for our spot, like I almost sat further back.
Mm.
But then there was like room for us. But I feel like culturally at home, I would have like sat further back because then it's like everyone has their own space. But because of the movie night, I was like, no, someone's going to sit in front of us and I don't want someone to sit in front of us. So I'm just going to sit there. Yeah. But that was
great.
We're
getting there. We got to bully a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, all these experiences are phenomenal so far. Nothing New York has thrown our way that's bad. The only thing that was bad in our list were a bad interview and a phone call trying to get medicine over here.
Yeah.
And I got approved for fair fares and got the card, so that's a win too.
It's true.
Anyways.
I just need a job.
Yep.
So that's on the docket.
Yep.
And yeah, a job would be great.
If someone could Venmo a job, that would be wonderful.
If anyone knows, no, I literally texted Raph. He gave me like a great app for like food service.
Oh, don't you need a license to do stuff like that though? Don't you need a food handler's permit or something?
Well, if I'm like
a waitress,
I don't know, but you can get that online easy. Easy. I mean, I had it like a year ago. Anyways, and he might ask some friends. And oh my God, and I hung out with Abby yesterday.
That's right. She also joined us for the Book of Mormon Day as well for a second.
That's why I wrote that down. Yeah, Abby works at Simon & Schuster now. Very proud of her. She's like a...
What's Simon & Schuster?
Galley editor. It's a big publishing company.
Okay.
That's why Dylan was like, oh, she's a publisher. But I was like, well, almost.
Right.
In my mind, yes. But she works like across the street from where we were seeing the Broadway show. So she just came, said hi, brought me a book. Lovely.
Nice.
And then I saw her yesterday. We went to Central Park, had some wine, chit-chatted, and we're going to hang out today.
That sounds lovely.
So nice to have anyone in the city.
I know. That's pretty rad.
Yeah. Yeah, we hung out. Well, I did a little bit, but Leonard did more with his friend Danny from home.
I did. Pilot Danny.
Yeah, if these names mean nothing to you, it's fine. That's okay. We're almost done. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's fun seeing people stepping out. What are we doing next week? Oh, next week I'm seeing a lot of people. Violet, Celia.
Oh yeah.
You've
got a group. I'm starting work next week, so.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah. It starts.
I'm gonna be on my own during the week.
Not really. I mean, I'm just gone.
Jobless.
I'm just gone like from 3 to 6.
Jobless.
Every day. Not that
but don't cry,
because we're in a story. Did we even talk about that?
No, not really. We had a park day in Astoria Park, and we were just like tanning, sitting. I think I'm sunburned. I think that's why I'm like overheating and my back hurts. But this like group of preteens or teens.
They
I
were
don't
probably
know.
Teens, I just younger
like,
teens.
I can't like categorize
them. Yeah, them young folk.
We're like filming a music video.
They probably
park.
Had some like film theater project they had to do.
Yeah, an assignment or a summer camp where they're just being silly. Like,
right.
It was great, but he was like, oh, I can't hear the music. Like, I'm just going to have to sing it.
Gotta
so
belt
he
it.
Put on his headphones and started singing, and it was like, it was cool facts about Astoria.
It was like Sesame Street started in Astoria, it turns
out. Yeah, it was like Sesame Street and Chris something and ba-ba-da-ba-da and another fact here, but don't cry. Because we're in Astoria. And his friends were like really laughing.
Good.
It was fun.
It was
I
good.
Have a video. So we're going to.
That's why we're singing this for all those people out there in the world listening.
Yeah.
So and we'll give them a shout out if they're listening too.
It's true.
Shout out to the young teens.
And if they post that video, I want it.
Yeah.
Because it was great.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Anyways, folks, Casey says we need to sign off. Like, how do we sign these things off?
I don't know. Don't forget to...
Wait, no, like, sup dorks. What's the opposite of sup dorks? I don't know. Someone should just tell us. Whoever's listening, just give us an idea of how to
well,
sign
first
these
I have
off.
To say, follow the Instagram, 2dorks@New York, all spelled out.
Spelled out.
No,
two,
no number two.
The number two does not exist.
No, two, all
it's
spelled out.
It's just T-W-O. That's how you spell two.
Mm. Good job.
Thank you. I actually had to really work hard for that one.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow us. See what we're up to. And come visit. We already have someone booked for September and December.
Yeah, Evan's coming
for the last
spike
weekend
ball
of October. So y'all better get your couch time in.
That's right. This futon is booked.
Okay. Stay dorkalicious.
Oh, dude, no. It's got to be. No,
yeah, hated that.
No, I
okay.
didn't mind it.
Yeah.
But what if it's like, I'm Solo and I'm Lee and you were listening
to Two Dorks
in NYC.
Cue the music.